Welcome back to the Jeff Horst Show on FM Talk 106.5. Thank you very much for listening on this Wednesday morning. We do appreciate it. Coming up in the next hour from the Trustville Tribune, Scott Buttram, and from SR Communications, formerly of ELA News, Sean Ross will join us. That's in the 11 o'clock hour, so please stick around for that. But joining us now, very pleased to bring on my next guest. Very kind to come on whenever we ask. The mayor of Orange Beach, Tony Kinnon.
Looks like a loss.
Mayor, have you got me now?
Yeah, you found me. Thank you, buddy. Appreciate it. Sorry for the problems with the phone.
Just real quick, not to belabor this point, we have an impasse here or a disagreement between you and Mayor Kraft over in Gulf Shores. But talk about, ideally, what do you think getting a new access point on and off the island there, what do you think the proper approach ought to be?
Well, it sounds good when you say you're adding a free bridge and a new access point, but then when you look at the actual roadway, it's a nightmare. You've now introduced three brand-new intersections, roundabouts, that look like a drunk man creating crop circles, and you're telling me that you're going to move more traffic through that gauntlet. It's just not going to happen. It serves locally. It serves Gulf Shores for local movement. It does not do what the intended purpose is. And the whole purpose of this discussion was to get more traffic off Highway 59 and onto the expressway, and it moves smoothly in the summertime. That's all it's about. And we have never supported this. We've always been an advocate of working with a new toll bridge company, which is a good company and is trying to work with us. Because essentially what we have then is two lanes north, two lanes south, one intersection, free flowing all the way to County Road 8, as opposed to one lane south, one lane north, flowing through those three additional intersections. There's just no logic to it, and they're fixing to spend $70 to $80 million for it. It's just, and the bad part is the governor and Alderman Dr. Cooper are put in the middle because they're just trying to find a solution. And I appreciate them coming back and saying, hey, we really want to evaluate this and reevaluate this, and let's come up with the best use of the money and the most pragmatic way to move traffic, because that is the goal. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Well, just so our listeners that may not be as familiar with the area there, you got a logistic challenge because of the Gulf State Park. You can't build a roadway straight through the middle of that. So you have to use some of the existing infrastructure to tie whatever the road may be to get it across. Then from there, it doesn't just go straight south. It has to be dispersed east or west. And that makes this a lot more difficult, I would assume.
Well, it is, and the reason we can't go through the state park is another whole story that Governor Bentley stuck us with that would have solved all of our traffic problems for 20 years, but again, that's another story. But what is in front of us is two choices: a free-flowing roadway with no additional intersections, a reduced toll, and or another roadway bridge that splits it still, no more, and there's no increase in lanes north or south with three additional intersections. That makes no sense. And it costs $70-plus million. That makes no sense. And it's like I said last night, Mayor Kraft, it's time for me and you to get on the stage in a public forum, town hall, whatever you want to do. We need to lay it out so everybody can see the facts, make their mind up for themselves, and stop all this social media bantering and nonsense. And again, I'm open to floor. Anybody that's got a question about anything, let them see the layout and let them decide. I'm just, social media is an abomination. But it became personal when the mayor accused us of essentially, lack of a better word, being in the toll bridge pocket, and it was all about money. And that's the furthest thing from the truth. This has been going on for 3 years. And, there's a certain line you don't cross with me. You call me ugly, you tell me I dress funny, but don't call me corrupt.
Well, I recall going to one of those, the big town hall. I guess it was 2019, late in the year, or maybe it was 2018, whatever. It was, there was a town hall there in Gulf Shores. I remember talking to you there. And it wasn't so much that, you know, whether or not it was whether or not to do a bridge at all, what seemed to be the issue. But, were you, at the time, did you kind of gravitate toward maybe being more pro, bulking up the existing infrastructure with that toll bridge and opposing the bridge? Did you just kind of, after seeing the plans, I guess, go into that camp and kind of change your opinion on the matter?
Well, most of that is on video, so my stance is pretty solid. The route to the west that we're talking about with the three additional intersections was an alternative route if we could not come to terms with the then bridge company, which was an insurance group out of New York that essentially wouldn't return your phone call. They forced us into looking for another route. I was on record and to this day would support that route if it was southbound only. If the toll bridge was now northbound, that was southbound, then you create very predictable intersections, you have free-flowing traffic, and we can move traffic. But that's not what Gulf Shores want. They want a north-south corridor over there to serve them and their local use, their school, and that completely queers the deal because you can't move traffic north-south on two different bridges, two different roadways, without multiple conflict point intersections. And I've told them from day one I will not support a two-way road to the west, north-south. Director Cooper knew that. In a meeting with Robert Kraft about a year ago, we sat down. I made it very clear I was opposed to it. Director Cooper agreed and said, Mayor Kraft, Mayor Kennan has stood by this from the beginning. If that is a south route only and the north route is a toll bridge, he would support it. Otherwise, he's against it. So I've never wavered from my position. My position is, what do we need to do to move the most traffic, period? Because that's, for us in Orange Beach, that's quality of life. If we can move traffic, then those of us that live here and our visitors' experience is better. But to compromise that for a selfish reason, for selfish local use, and then try to, you know, package it up as if it's going to be a traffic. I mean, it's absurd. And that's what I'm saying. Me and him just need to be on stage and let's just lay it all out for everyone to see and hear. I'm tired of money being wasted. I'm tired of taxpayer dollars being wasted, dadgummit. That money could go anywhere and do a better job than to create a roadway with three more intersections. That's just the craziest thing I've ever heard.
Man, whatever happened to the Wolf Bay Bridge proposal? Is that even on the table anymore?
Well, the Wolf Bay Bridge proposal was a city initiative. We were going to fund it and work with Mr. Barber, who owns about 10,000 acres to the north, who would annex in the city, so it would allow us to grow and take some of the pressure off the growth we've got down here on the beach. The problem was that the timing was not right for Mr. Barber. He's a good man. We amicably walked away from the table, but we are still pursuing the permit with the Corps of Engineers, and hopefully we'll have that in hand, hopefully in the next year. And that permit will be good for 10 years. So it may come back around, or you just never know. If the infrastructure bill goes through, you never know. Maybe we'll get lucky and they'll send us some money to build a bridge. That's probably a long shot, but you never know.
So whenever I bring up this topic, and I understand that this is tangential to that, that is what people ask about. Is that possibility of the Wolf Bay route, and would that help this problem that we're currently discussing if that were on the table?
Well, it would. Now, once you get north across the bay onto Mr. Barber's property, you essentially run into County Road 95, County Road 20, which are two lanes, essentially rural roads. Those would have to be improved, or 95 improved all the way to 98 so that you could have adequate roadway. The pushback is going to be from the folks on that North Shore that don't want that traffic through their community or don't want to see that grow. And you know what? I'm not arguing that they're right or wrong on that, but I know this. I believe Baldwin County is going to grow everywhere, And that property over there is going to be developed at some point in time. And I'll be quite honest with you, maybe this sounds arrogant, but I'd rather have our hands in the middle of directing the development and what's over there and what's not, as opposed to it being a free-for-all.
I mean, it already kind of is. Was it Josephine and those places over there? Or there's new construction going on there all over the place.
It is. But with Mr. Barber's property being about 10,000 acres, that's essentially everything west of Josephine, all the way up to Fish Trap. I mean, it is a huge swatch of land that would give the opportunity to really develop something special. You know, more residential, larger residential lots, estate lots, to do something different rather than just continue to see high density, high density, high density. I mean, it needs to be mixed use because it's got to pay for itself. You got to have retail. You got to have some density. But you have the ability to plan it out because it's such, I mean, it's almost the size of Orange Beach now. So if we'd had that opportunity to take all that in and it's just a blank canvas and lay it out in a very organized way that makes sense to not overdevelop and not create so much density that people can't move and it's just a nightmare, then why wouldn't we all want that? And that's what I think sometimes folks cut their nose to spite their face and just won't look 10 years, 15, and 20 years down the road as to what that's going to be.
What are the growth projections? I know we're about to get a new we have a new census. We're about to get some maybe a more specific data from that census. But, I mean, everywhere in Baldwin County is really growing, and I assume that phenomenon is certainly true in your neck of the woods.
Well, what I'm seeing is, and I'm coined the term, we're a sanctuary for conservative beliefs, sanctuary city for conservatives. People are moving here. I would say half the deals are cash deals. They have, because of what's going on in the country, they've accelerated their retirement plans. They've accelerated their retirement purchases. Parents want to find safer havens for their children. They want to find better schools. They want to work from home. If they can work from home, why not work down at the beach or on the water or in Baldwin County where the values are going up? They're coming here. And I don't know how you turn that tide. Everybody has a right to build, and if it's zoned, you can't stop somebody from building. If you do, you're going to get sued. You're going to lose. So all we say, we just want to manage it, and we're going to stick by our brand of family-friendly, traditional values, and that we're not wavering from that. And if you want to come enjoy that with us, come on. If it doesn't, you know, if not, go somewhere else. So, but Baldwin County is going to grow, and the worse things get in this country, the faster we're going to grow.
We're joined by Orange Beach Mayor Tony Kennan here for just another minute or two. Mayor, we'll kind of leave it on this, this new Delta variant and COVID and then the new spike. Is it having any impact? I know school's about to start and that's about to change kind of the equation, I guess, for the tourist season. But have you seen any fallout from what we're seeing around the country?
You know, for us, I don't want to speak for everybody. I just know that 80%+ down here and 85%, we're just getting on with our lives. There's so much confusion. There's so much contradiction in the information given out. I think everybody's just tired of it. It's like me. If I get it, I get it. And, you know, I don't want to be ugly, but if I pass away from COVID, I'll pass away from COVID, but I'm not going to fear it. I'm not going to hide in the closet from it. I fear bankruptcy. And all that goes with shutdowns far more than I fear the disease. And I think we just have to approach it. It's the flu. It's going to be with us. It's going to mutate. It's never going away, I don't believe. And we just have to learn to live with it. So that's the way we're approaching it down here.
Mayor, you've been very kind with your time. Sorry about the technical snafus at the beginning, but we do appreciate it.
No problem. That's probably my fault on my cell phone. So don't think twice. Call me anytime, and I appreciate y'all's time, Jeff.
Thank you. That was Orange Beach Mayor Tony Kennan on the line there. We got to get a break in here. We'll be right back. This is FM Talk 106.5.